Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And by the way, I did do a little digging and I found that we do have another listen line out there. And maybe this one's more reliable, I don't know. But for those of you that actually care about our listen line, go ahead and grab a pen or whatever and I'll give it to you here.
How many listen lines are there? Two?
There's at least three that are operating in some capacity or another. There's one that is Free Talk Live 24/7. So whenever you call it, it's always Free Talk Live, the last episode, or us live, right? So once our live show is done, it's 21 hours of that same show repeating. And then there's one that is the LRN.FM stream, which has us live and has our replay, which is like 6 in the morning or whatever. So those are the only two times Free Talk Live is on the other one. Otherwise, you're listening to the other shows, and there's dozens of libertarian shows on LRN.FM. And that's the one that I found another phone number for, which is as follows, 667-930-9900. That's 667-930-9900.
So you said 66, and I got so excited. Then it was 7.
I don't think there is a 666.
I'm sure there's not, man. The Christians would be so upset.
They would freak out about that. So anyway, I'll make a promo for it. And
would you go live in that area code, Aria, if that existed?
I would campaign to have the Keene area code change to 666, though.
That ain't working.
So
no, there's an unusual pride here about area code 603.
That's in a lot of places.
I've never seen it elsewhere. So
I've never seen it either. This is the first time I've seen an area code where people write songs about it.
Maybe that's because it covers the whole state.
Doesn't 802 cover all of Vermont?
Well, and you know what? I think my boss has mentioned it a couple times in passing.
And I've definitely seen on the internet in the last 20 years people talking about, we're from the blah, 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 whatever, you know, numbers.
They just say 603.
Yeah, or, you know, whatever it was, the California area code, or people have some pride in these arbitrary numbers that were assigned by government.
It's all tribal.
Yeah,
sports ball. My team better.
Let's dig into this thing, Conan, this Handmaid's Tale. You read this book. You said it's terrible.
It's not terrible. It's just not good.
Okay. not worth reading the sequel, you said.
When I left off, I mentioned a strong statement that I think that the entire book, at least the first one, is a rape fantasy.
Wow.
It's a romance. It's a novel, a romance novel written for women.
Mm-hmm.
Which highlights
it is long for a rape fantasy.
Which highlights maybe rape is a little strong, but it highlights dominance fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
That supposedly, and I have a study here that we might get into. Supposedly, a Canadian company, our survey team did a study many years ago, which suggests that women, overwhelmingly 60% of women, do in fact have dominant fantasies on, you know. As long as
there's a huge difference between like CNC though and dominance. CNC is consensual non-consent. That's the official term used in communities for rape fantasies, because the word rape, it's pretty harsh and mm-hmm. you don't want to go around saying that. So it's CNC, right?
When you consider that these people were when you consider that, because we're skipping ahead to the study, but this is consensual acts.
Yes.
How can you put rape into a consensual act? So it doesn't even make sense from the get-go.
It's CNC. It's consensual non-consent. It's pretend.
Okay, well, 60% of women are into it.
I'm not surprised, but I mean, that's not surprising, but I want to... there's another reason that we get away from the word rape, that people use the word CNC. It's that... there is no consenting to being raped. Almost no one out there wants
to
be raped, right?
Right.
But consensual non-consent is a different thing. They're in control there. It's like the dom-sub relationship. The dom isn't really the one in control.
So as long as there is a safe word, and a way out, then it's
The sub is ultimately the one in control, because they're the ones with the safe word. They can make things stop at any time.
Right. Well, in this book, according to Margaret Atwood, these handmaids don't have that option. But why do I think that it is this fantasy?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just skimming. I'm not like reading the book.
Our main character, a girl by the name of Alfred, she's basically been she's been assigned as a handmaiden because she's capable of bearing children. Mm-hmm. Now, in this dystopian future, it's not explained specifically why. It could be radiation. It could be poison in the food, but most of the population are unable to give birth.
Mm.
So you have this one group that moves in, the Gileads. They move in and they take over the existing government. They put roots down, and they start this patriarchy. I have a problem with that as well. I'll get that in a second.
Okay.
Basically, her daily life, it's kind of written as a memoir. I don't know if it's written to her late husband, who may still be alive, or written to her daughter, which is presumably alive.
It's written terribly, and I have two primary issues with it. Aside from it being first-person perspective, which is almost always an indication of exactly what you're talking about, it's the author creating a character to live vicariously through that character. We saw the same thing in Twilight and stuff like that. It's almost never done well.
Right.
The other issue...
Because it's not about the story. It's about having...
It's about them living out some fantasy. She's basically having a fantasy here and writing it out. That's
exactly what this book is.
That's almost always what first person is, but my biggest issue with it is that it's written in present tense. Like, this is happening, or this is the color. And you always want to write in past tense, man. I cannot stand this.
There's really nothing going on. She doesn't really explain there's no world building at all. I mean, it's a little bit there, but it's really hard to understand. Like, who are they at war with?
It's very much like a Clockwork Orange in that respect, where it just seems to jump straight in, and it doesn't actually explain the world. It just says, you'll have to figure it out as we go.
And maybe that was her intent, but I don't think so, because most of this girl's daily activities are her grocery shopping, and then her coming home at night, and dealing with the gate guards or the passport guards, or dealing with the doctor who is checking her, the physically health doctor, the gynecologist or whatever, the driver who's driving him around.
And you say she's having sex with all these people?
No. She's only having sex with the commander, who she's assigned to.
Okay.
And eventually,
but she's fantasizing about it?
She's a handmaid.
She's only supposed to be having sex with the director or the commander.
Okay.
Because she needs to bear him children because the commander's
wife
can't. She does, of course, end up having sex with the driver because she can't get him pregnant from the commander. So she goes with this younger dude who does get her knocked up.
You mentioned this during the break. There were aunts, there were Marthas, and there were handmaids, there were wives. Can you explain any of this?
The liberals have been telling me forever and ever this is all patriarchy, which it is. There are some levels of this going on, but no, it's a caste system. You have all these different castes, and they all have, and they're all on the, they're all on the level. And handmaids,
when you say
by
this,
the way,
do you mean the book or the real world?
The book.
Okay.
So yes, you have your handmaidens, which are at the bottom of the level, by the way, and then you have your Marthas. Your Marthas are like your housewife. Service.
So rather than just a hierarchy, what are these things? What do they do? What does a handmaid do in this world?
Bears children.
Sex, right?
Okay.
Bears
does
children.
She take care of the child, too?
Nope.
And the Marthas...
She has a child, and then she moves on to the next commander.
Oh.
And what do the Marthas do?
The Marthas are the... They're the house servants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you have the aunts, and the aunts are the strict authoritarians who control the handmaidens, which includes acclimatizing them to their new job.
Okay.
Then you have your wives. And by the way, a lot of the wives have their own power structure. And then you have your super lower caste who are living out in the colonies and whatnot. So it's not really, it's, yeah, there's dudes in charge, but this whole patriarchy idea of, you know, down with the patriarchy because it's going to destroy us. This is exactly what would happen in many communities where calamity occurs, and the people, humans, they want to survive, and so they build this structure that definitely has a king at the top or a powerful leader at the top, and then you have your different levels going all the way down to some guy living in the mud.
Why is this thing taking off now?
Because Trump bad, Orange Man bad. He wants to create this. Good point. Because I don't think it's about the book. I think it's about the show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
tale. Conan has read the book, and it was so bad he refuses to continue and read the sequel. Has not seen the show. I haven't seen the show, have not read the book. I've only heard about it.
I've only sort of glimpsed through like the first 10% of the book. I don't see anything like that, but I'm not reading. I'm just glimpsing through.
And you asked a very good question, and why do you think that this even means anything? Why does this even matter?
And why is it coming out now, 40 years later?
And I don't believe that this would have ever caught on from the book.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there must be something in the show, which I'm just not going to watch. I've just read too many reviews to just say how horrible it is. People are hate watching it. People are fear watching it. They're getting off on it, even though they're claiming how horrible it is. I think
that's like Game of Thrones, right? That was essentially why a lot of people watched that. They're like, oh no, I wish you didn't have all the gore and the sex and the violence, but that was what they were there for.
Absolutely.
I mean, no one was going to the ancient gladiator coliseums because they wanted to. No, they wanted the blood and gore. Nothing has changed. We're still the same crazy, violent animals we've always been.
Mm.
I mean, as a species, right?
I don't even believe that Margaret Atwood. She's a liberal, and she may be a feminist, but I don't even believe that she's not one of these pink pussy hat wearers who are marching on Washington claiming that the patriarchy is destroying everything. I think she's just a regular old liberal girl in Canada who, you know, was writing something that interested her.
Let's go to the phones here. We'll get back into, I know you got more to say about it. Let's talk first, though, to Ken, listening in Arkansas, Texarkana. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I was just calling about yesterday. Y'all were talking about why you couldn't figure out why they were sending troops to Samoa. And you didn't mention it, but one of the girls that's in the squad in the House of Representatives is from over there.
Well, why would she want people to invade her home country?
That is another story.
Do you know it? Do you know that story?
No, she's unhappy with the U.S., but I don't have any clue why she'd want to do it.
Well, why is she unhappy with the U.S.? Or why do you think she's unhappy with the U.S.?
She said so.
Well, I'm not particularly happy with the U.S. either.
Well, first of all, I want to clarify something. The squad is a group of representatives, correct? So-called?
Yeah, there are three ladies.
This wasn't done by the House of Representatives, as I understand it. This was an executive order. This was
I understand
Joe
that,
Biden.
But you know how things go up there in Washington, and you know.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
One scratches the other's back.
Well, in this case, it would be nice if the representatives actually declared war and you know, that process were to go forward before some troops were sent somewhere, but we know that hasn't happened in 100 years, roughly, in the United States. So, you know, that hasn't happened. This was pretty much all on Joe Biden and his administration, but regardless, I don't think any of us were confused about why it's happening. The military-industrial complex needs to have money funneled into it constantly, and so in order to have that happening, they have to have places to send troops, and so this is their latest front.
Okay.
Anything else you want
latest
to share, Ken?
Batch, huh? No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Well, the U.S. has been involved in Somalia repeatedly throughout, you know, just my lifetime.
They only left due to Trump, apparently. They were there for the whole time, all the way since, you know, what was it, the 90s when their government got overthrown?
And, I mean, with the Russian army doing stuff and it looking like pretty like, or at least somewhat likely, the Chinese government is going to invade Taiwan in the near future. The U.S. is like, hey, we need to, you know, train up our military. We need to spar some more. That's what all of these things have always been for the U.S. government, is sparring matches, justification for building the war machine and for perfecting it.
Well, speaking of war, now, according to RT, thousands of troops from 14 nations, including the United States, are now taking part in what are described as huge exercises in Estonia. So basically,
how is it that no one in politics is actually trying to de-escalate this situation? Now, Finland and Denmark, I don't remember what time.
Rand Paul did try to block this thing.
That's good. One politician.
Didn't he just want like some kind of overseer director to oversee the money, but he wasn't actually going to vote against it?
I don't think
he was actually saying don't do it.
Oh,
he's not like, what's his face, McCain's
buddy. He's not
buddy.
Like Ron Paul.
Well, yeah, exactly. He's not like his dad.
Too bad.
Too bad that apple didn't fall.
I didn't read any of the details, Conan. I just saw that he was trying to stop the $40 billion or something. But
I think he just said I think he was wanting to put in place an overseer to monitor that the money actually goes to Ukraine. Which, by the way, a lot of it's not. It's going to NGOs.
It's $40 billion. Who cares?
No, it's going to go all over the place, including into the hands of the Nazis, the Azov Battalion.
But it's just amazing to me that with all of this going on, we're completely overrun by insane people at this point. Russia is talking about sending nukes to the border. Two other European countries are talking about joining NATO. 14 mm-hmm. countries are doing drills along Estonia. The Russian government is talking about invading, I don't remember where. It's not Estonia, but it also starts with an E, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. But it's insane. There doesn't seem to be anyone in the world saying, hey, guys, everyone, can we just chill out for a moment? Can we not start World War III? They are all on every side of this. They're doing everything they can, from what I can tell, to push us directly toward World War III.
Well, you know, we can't build back better unless we break the egg open.
Oh, man.
And maybe World War III is exactly what we need. Inflation's not doing it fast enough.
The handmaids
aren't doing it fast enough for us.
We just need peace and for everyone to chill out and say, oh, you know what? The people of Russia are just like the people of the United States. They're just people who are trying to exist and be free and live and laugh and love and do all the Karen stuff.
I agree with you, Aria, and that's, you know, unfortunately not a very popular viewpoint. Peace is just...
Weak. Yeah, people see it as weak. Even both sides of the aisle see it as a weakness.
Mm.
There's also no money in peace.
Well,
I mean, there's probably more money in peace than there is in war. But
yeah, there's more wealth in total for the peaceful population that's not in war. But
it's easier to market war.
For the politically connected, there's less money. Right? For the military-industrial complex,
oh,
they're
out
of
definitely.
Business.
That's where all their old munitions have been going. You think all all these missiles and armaments that have been going over Ukraine are the top of the shelf?
No,
they're 20-year-old missiles. So why? So they can build the next level, mm-hmm. the 2022 missiles to 'cause you know they
aren't they still flying the old Russian MiG or something? I could have sworn I saw that.
The Polish are growing.
The Ukraine.
I don't know what MiGs they're flying around. I don't know what variants they are, but yes, a lot of those countries are still flying MiGs.
Old stuff. All right, so Conan, we've been talking about the Handmaid's Tale. What else?
You know, if you liked 50 Shades of Grey.
Never saw it.
If you like, this is books.
Never read it.
I've never seen the shows either.
Yeah.
If you like Twilight.
Never read
it. I can't believe I actually read like 100 pages of that.
I read the first book because I thought, you know, that there's no way the book could possibly be as bad as the movie. Oh, man, was I wrong.
You saw the movie, too?
Yeah. Well, girl I was dating at the time, I was like, oh, my God, I love her. She named one of her daughters Bella, so I was like, fine.
My daughter was reading them, and I was like, all right, let's see what you're up to. If you like those types of books, you will like Margaret Atwood's A Handmaid's Tale.
Now, Twilight wasn't a rape fantasy, was it?
She's having sex with a super dominant vampire.
Vampire? Okay.
A monster, an evil creature, which she
he was a bad guy.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Let's get into the study. You mentioned a study about 2/3 of women are into this secretly. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News. Congress is holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in 50 years. On Tuesday, the Pentagon showcased declassified photos and videos of UFOs to Congress, including a flying object without a specific explanation. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
We're open to all hypotheses. We're open to any conclusions that we may encounter.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to honor the victims in Saturday's mass shooting. The Bidens visited the makeshift memorial near the Tops Market where 10 people lost their lives. The President and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan has reached an agreement with the FDA to restart production after being closed for nearly 3 months. Since February, the baby formula giant has been shut down following a recall of three brands of formula that had potential bacterial infections, including salmonella. However, it could take up to 2 months to get the formula from the plant out to supermarket shelves. A Michigan judge granted a preliminary injunction in a suit brought by Planned Parenthood against Michigan's 1931 law criminalizing abortion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration is attempting to shore up the legal right to an abortion in the state's constitution if Roe v. Wade is overturned. However, an attorney told USA Radio the state is trying to create new law through a phantom case. The attorney also called the gesture from the judge, quote, meaningless. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here at 603-283-6160, especially if you've seen and or read, or both, preferably, the Handmaid's Tale, and you want to comment on what Conan's been saying as somebody who has read the book recently and then stopped because you didn't want to watch the show or watch or read any more of the books.
Yeah, it wasn't written for me.
Yeah. And you're saying that there's also a study that you're gonna tell us a little bit about.
This is an older study. I've known about it.
Yeah,
I've also, for whatever reason, there always seems to be a lot of liberal commentators who like to bring up this study, and this is not a new idea. This is not a new concept. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders was writing about this in one of his memoirs or his thesis or whatever.
It was on a newsletter
or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's talking about this, and he believed it in his heart of hearts that mm-hmm. this is what the way that it works. I know Cenk Uygur was talking, I think, about this specific study some time ago, and I think he was lambasted by his ilk. By his followers. So this is not a new idea, but I do believe that there's a certain type of person who's going to mention this concept and talk about it, and maybe even dudes who maybe even fantasize about it on their own.
And what is the concept?
That women think about rape all the time, and some dudes are into that. They want to be on the giving side of that.
This is probably a fairly significant portion of dudes.
You think so?
I think
In a consensual way, yes.
But that's not what rape is.
No, this is why I use CNC when we were referring to it earlier. I think that this, the people who did this survey were like, hey, if someone came up to you and like choked you and violently raped you, would you be cool with that? That's not what they're talking about at all. I don't believe.
What does it say?
I imagine they're referring to consensual.
Do you have details?
And what details do we have? Is it just mild choking, butt slapping, and hair pulling? I mean, that's just aggressive sex to me. That's not really. Maybe a little bit of dominance, but it's not on any level.
Different levels
CNC
of rape
has
right?
nothing to do with dominance or submission. It's what I guess in the strictest sense it does have to do with the person who's not consenting, submitting, but they're supposed to be fighting. So I don't know if it really plays into dominance and submission or not. However, there's a huge difference. I mean, all of that BDSM, the butt slapping, the choking, all that that doesn't have anything to do with consensual non-consent.
That's just part of the act.
CNC is just simply, I'm pretending not to consent to this. So we're going to role play that where I'm resisting or whatever, and you have to do what you can to force me to comply.
Yeah. All right, well, that's even worse than I thought. if women are into that.
Why is that worse?
Being taken against, I do have consent. I have the safe word, but I still want to fantasize that you are taking me against my will.
Yeah.
Okay. I would never want to be on the receiving end of that.
What is the survey actually
depending
say?
On the decade, some sexual fantasies have been considered unusual by psychiatrists. Among those listed in the fifth edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, masochism, exhibitionism, transvestitism, and pedophilia. How rare are fantasies considered unusual or otherwise stigmatized? A team from the Department of Psychology at the University of Quebec at Troy Rivera decided to find out. Quote, although several theories and treatment plans are unusual sexual fantasies as a way to identify deviancy, they seldomly describe how the fantasy referred to were determined to be usual. A team led by Christian C. Joyle wrote in what exactly is an unusual sexual fantasy? Forthcoming in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. The main goal of the study was to determine which sexual fantasies are rare, unusual, common, or typical from a statistical point of view.
Okay.
I don't like that you said the word unusual, but okay.
Well, if it's not common, then it would be unusual.
So we have rare, unusual, common, or
uncommon,
typical.
Right. Unusual makes it sound weird.
What was this? What
rare, unusual, common, or typical.
Okay.
To achieve this goal, the team asked more than 1,500 college students to rank 55 sexual fantasies and describe their one favorite. Example, the top-ranked fantasy was, I like to feel romantic emotions during a sexual relationship.
And this was with men, women and men?
Women and men.
Okay.
And you said they wanted to study how this changed over decades?
This was 55 sexual fantasies all at right now, almost 10 years ago.
14, okay.
So the first one was, I like to feel romantic emotions during sex.
So that would have been considered typical.
Well, let's find out. Okay. Among women surveyed, 92.2% shared this fantasy.
Okay.
Among men, 88.3%, so I would say typical. On the low end of the spectrum, fewer than 1% of women had fantasized about having sex with a child under 12 years. And among men, it was 1.8% had that fantasy. So that would be considered rare.
Okay.
In between these two extremes were some interesting findings. Among those printable in a family newspaper.
Yeah, I was going to say, keep in mind, we are on the radio.
61.2% of men had fantasized about interracial sex, but only 27.5% of women had, which I find bizarre. Because I see more. 57% of men had fantasized about having sex with someone much younger than them, but only 18% of women had.
This is all about what I would expect.
That seems normal to me.
Yeah.
Well, the other one does as well, but I can't explain why, in my opinion, that's likely on radio. I can't figure out a way to word that in a way that won't be.
Think about that one, then. Maybe you can find a sweet way to do it. 56 of women surveyed had fantasized about having sex with more than three people, both men and women, but only 16% of men had, which is another odd one to me.
Yeah.
Because aren't the men always wanting to hook up with another partner, a three-way?
I mean, that's what
they tell me. That's what media tells me.
The media, yeah.
64% of women had fantasized about being dominated sexually. 53% of men had.
Now, that doesn't necessarily say rape.
Nope. I saw an unfriendly for radio list, which actually talks about, which breaks that down. So you have, a dominant type sex, and then you actually have straight up rape being taken against your will.
Okay, but is there a response for that in the survey?
Is there also CNC in the survey?
I don't even know if that was a brown when they did this 10 years ago. I don't.
It certainly was.
Around.
And my issue with this is that the word rape is being thrown around a whole lot here.
Not in this article.
People. Okay, but just around this entire discussion, the word rape is being used an awful lot for us to characterize something that isn't even remotely like rape.
I think it's like 20%.
It's someone explicitly consenting to an act happening to them, and for some reason we keep calling that rape.
Right, and this is going to talk about consent in a second. The authors of the study seemed particularly interested in finding that supported the popularity of 50 Shades of Grey, which that whole book, that's all it is about sub and dom.
Mm-hmm.
Among women, it was found that sexual fantasies of being dominated, being spanked or whipped, being tied up, and being forced to have sex were reported by 30% to 60%, according to the study.
I can see why the range there is so large, because that's a huge variety of different things.
Yeah. The fantasy of being dominated was significantly greater for women than for men. On average, whereas the fantasy of dominating was statistically stronger for men than for women on average, which also makes sense to me.
Yeah.
One caveat. This was a survey of Canadians ages 18 to 65. Presumably, surveys of residents of a retirement community or a devout churchgoers would produce different responses. Another caveat.
I think they would, but I don't think they'd be honest about it. Like, you mentioned
church. If it's an anonymous survey, I think those are overwhelmingly...
No, because they're lying to themselves about it. Your average 60-something-year-old church, she would say, oh, I like being dominated, but her entire religion is about how women should submit to men. But she won't think about it in terms that start.
Meanwhile, she's reading a Harlequin romance that's in her glove compartment, and she's reading on her smoke breaks.
But you said there were people as old as 65 in this study. They didn't just talk to college students.
18 to 65.
It was done at a college, but that doesn't mean that they were only talking to college kids.
Must have been. Another caveat: those who volunteer to participate in sex studies tend to be more sexually experienced, or, as the author put it, this sample was not representative of the general population.
Yeah, were they told in advance they were volunteering for
a sex study? Good question.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. In these remaining moments, we may have enough time for you. Tonight, it's Ian,
Aria,
and Curtis.
Also, I do want to say thank you to Robin Mock, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon. She's gold level, which means Robin's doing at least $10 a month to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. You get some cool perks and some benefits from joining that. Just go to amps.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back into your calls. We're talking about the Handmaid's Tale. Conan, you picked up this book because there's been a lot of buzz
for years.
Handmaid's Tale.
They're telling me that that's what the climate has become, this and or the conservatives. That's all they want. They want these women to be vessels. They want them to just be childbearing, work at home barefoot in the kitchen, making me a sandwich. And some dudes actually like that. And by the way, some women actually like that. But the whole idea that that is what is wrong, because they're saying that's what these right wingers want. They want us to be vessels. And I read the book and I'm like, good God, that's all this woman is talking about.
She's saying it's her fantasy.
I'm thinking that's the original author's fantasy. Now, is it the show's portrayal? I don't think so. I think there might be something in that show that just has totally flipped this idea on its head and turned it into a nightmare dystopia that it might actually be. But it's not the book.
And you found a study from 2014 suggesting that possibly 2 out of 3 women are interested in being dominated as far as their sexual preferences go. Of course, that's not the same thing as being raped, which is a completely different sexual fantasy. But let's go to Jennifer in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to give a shout-out to Conan for his critique of The Handmaid's Tale. I read the book, gosh, years ago. I'm an avid reader. I never saw the show or anything, but I remember I didn't like the book. It was unsettling to me. I just didn't like it. And his critique is spot on. That's why, because it's a poorly written fantasy, and it doesn't have a lot to actually say about feminism or any of the issues it's talking about.
What are your thoughts on the study that Conan found about women having either secret interest in dominance or maybe not so secret?
I think it's actually expected and biologically normal. You know, like that there is a natural drive that you want the strong male. You want to have, you know, just coming from an instinctual place. You know, you want to have your children make a family with a strong male.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've often said, I don't want to date a trained dog, you know. And so I do think there's a big difference between the word dominance and rape.
Definitely.
You know, I don't think very many women want a stranger to come rape them. But you want to be with a man that, like, knows what he wants. Oh, baby, you know. And I found that common amongst girlfriends.
All right. I think that that clears that up. Anything else you want to share with us, Jennifer?
I had two recommendations for Conan since he sells books. For a good feminist fiction, science fiction, I don't remember the author, but the title of the book is The World for Word. The word for world is water.
And this is a feminist science fiction book?
Yeah. If you want a good, you know, in the positive idea of feminism, not the strange take it's gone in the modern world.
Okay,
you know,
gotcha.
But that one is a good read. And then I don't remember either the title or the author, but there is a recent author who redid the whole Handmaid's Tale thing, and it involves chili peppers. And if you're just into the fantasy, that one's way better.
Conan loves chili peppers.
I don't.
Thanks for the call, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
How does that even work?
She makes a really good point, though, about that. I think a lot of people forget that. The human beings are animals, just like, I mean, they're alpha males, beta males. Mm. That's the thing in humans, too.
Yeah.
It's not as obvious. In humans, and we
sometimes it's pretty obvious. Beta males versus alpha males.
Not as obvious as people like to think. I would suggest
during the break, I was complaining about my new rooster, the son of my main rooster. He crows in the morning, and the rooster collar that I had on him wasn't working to spec, so I had to go out do adjustments the other morning, and I just had to keep waking up and wait for him to crow again, and it's just a pain in the butt. But that's not what I'm getting to. If you've ever watched Chickens Have Sex,
Nope. It
is gnarly. I mean, it is gnarly. These are rough characters.
Mm. So are cats.
And cats, wow. And they're meowing, and they're exactly.
Cats are violent about it.
Wow. We're just talking about two specific animals.
But
when you take the entire animal kingdom, most of these guys are gnarly. Especially
sure.
Birds.
Well, look at bed bugs. They stab their mating partners.
Wow.
And then you have praying mantises, which will actually eat the head off of their and consume their mate afterwards. It's a lot of spiders do the same thing.
But humans do have intelligence, so we value different things than the rest of the animal kingdom.
But when you break us down to a reptilian mode.
Well, that aside, and no one would look at Mark Zuckerberg and go, man, that is an alpha male. But the overwhelming majority of women in the United States, if they had the opportunity to bear Mark Zuckerberg's children, they would.
Well, no, they would not.
He provides financial security.
Yeah, there's that.
Right. And that's not something that you find in the animal kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't gauge alpha males and beta males by the same standards that, you know, our ancestors did.
But if he didn't have that money, they wouldn't be lining up around the block for him.
No, but he has that money because he was brilliant at one time, and he came up with a great, clever idea that made him, you know, the top of the world.
But what makes a
How do you get more alpha than top of the world?
In the animal food, in the animal chain, what makes an alpha? An adult male who is capable of seeing his children to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
The alpha male is the one that's getting laid.
Because and the females are not, the female lion is not going to sleep with the lion unless she knows that he is going to probably not eat her children. Because that happens too. But no, see her children to reproductive level. I mean, so let's put that in the human standards. The rich man driving that sporty car and living in the big mansion is going to be just as attractive as the Fabio with all the muscles sitting on your cover of your romance novel. I mean, they're both, you know, at that level that are attractive to women. They're actually, and if anything, the rich Zuckerberg type is probably going to be a more capable father getting your children to reproductive level than the Fabio guy who's living in a trailer, probably.
That's exactly my point. You know, who is and isn't an alpha male for humans is not at all obvious.
Unless you do your research.
Sure.
So don't just go with the guy, which is the first guy you see with some muscles on, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
most people don't put that level of research.
There's this thing called Google. You could look everyone up these days.
Let's go to Jack. He's in Washington State. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking about when I was younger, when I was first experimenting, and I really didn't think about these type of things, and I'd be in the middle of coitus, and they'd say, you know, my partner would say, choke me. I'm like, oh, you know, what's that about? You know, it's just, I just think there is a certain type of person that just wants to be dominated like that and feel that way. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of felt, you know, and then I tried it. I remember I tried it with somebody else later, and they're like, oh, I don't like that. You know, it's, I don't know where I'm really going with this, but...
Apparently, you're telling us about your sexual exploits on national radio.
It's not for everybody.
But you guys haven't been through that, where you're in the middle of it? And
I've never had anybody ask me to choke them, but I bet Aria has.
Dude, my name on Grindr is Sub Slut, dude. I mean,
thanks for the call, Jack.
I have a good time, man. I'm a hedonist, right? I'm pretty sure I've always been pretty upfront about that.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, the whole individualist. The very thing that this guy who shot up, you know, that murdered 10 people in Brooklyn, the very thing that he spoke out against, that's like me. Like, he uses the exact words I would use to describe myself. Individualist, hedonist, anarchist, nonsense. I don't remember exactly
how he
put it.
These are things he's against.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's Satanism.
All right, Conan. We're going to get here, last caller here in the remaining moments. You're on screen. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi. My name is Vicky, and I'm actually an author myself. And I'm just kind of catching you guys, and I love it. I love the conversation. But, there's an alpha male in the parking lot where I'm parked. Revving his engine. What do you think that?
he's probably trying to gain your attention. This is what birds do. They fluff their feathers.
There you go.
Right.
I wish we had more time for you. Unfortunately, you called at the very end of the show. So if there's something, something you want to say, please call us tomorrow night. We would love to hear from you at that time. We start the show at 7 o'clock at night Eastern. And we have no problem continuing a topic. So if you want to...
Free Talk Live, that's the name of the show.
Yeah, if you want to call in, share whatever it is you were going to share, would love to hear from you. Tomorrow night, join us then.
Talk to that guy revving his engine. He's into you.
Meantime, you can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.